I mean, and after getting money, being quiet, and talk, God bless, bottom bless, and go to bed. This is it. Mura. Thinking that I am living this 50 years or 100 years so luxuriantly, that is the fulfillment of life. Because it is not so, life is eternal. What for is taking very important. This is meaning of life, what is the aim of life? India. And what is that India? Gentlemen, this is India. This is in this world, Vika. That part is Canada?
Over here where the lights are, that is Canada.
This is destroyed there.
Yeah.
Oh. We are now on an island.
Oh.
And Canada is
there. Real Detroit, yeah.
Yes.
Everything belongs to Lord Krishna. We are sons of Krishna. I came this time, last time.
You understand?
Yes.
This river side, I did I last time?
We came to this part.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. I remember. Well, navigable. Big, big ship can go.
Yeah.
St. Lawrence?
No.
Detroit River.
And St. Lawrence is the one.
St. Lawrence is near Montreal.
There is so much property. Use it properly. Make it some answer. Be happy, no. Don't want happiness at the same time, you aspire up. But,
egos. Yes.
Canada is good on 7 days. It is retarded, yes.
What's the economic position of Canada?
Along your country.
I think many Canadian young men, they come to America for jobs.
No.
No.
many Americans go to Canada.
Why?
It's more peaceful.
Bhagavatam is Canada.
Bhagavatam.
And he has come to Canada. So there was no war between Canadian and American.
There were, before the countries actually took their present names and boundaries, there were some wars between the French and the English. The French and the English settled in the north, in this area of North America, sometimes very close.
What percentage of the father formerly Canada was or America?
No.
What percentage is French?
About 15 to 20%. In the province of Quebec, it's 100%.
There's a farm.
A baby deer.
We caught both.
Possibly two.
China, India. That way can act coming up. Grow your food. Immediately. War solution.
No, I think they're protected.
Detroit.
Canada, they grow large quantities of wheat.
Yes, they do.
America is now selling wheat to Russia again.
What extent? Living?
I don't know how to say.
It's for the drop.
Are there no more enemies?
They're trying very hard to be friends.
We're trying more. I believe
it. Yes, sir. They just had a big conference in Finland. They all signed it. All the heads of state of Western countries signed a document saying that they would respect each other's boundaries.
Russian boundary, American boundary is there.
The corner? Alaska?
Alaska. That boundary?
No.
No, this is in regards to Europe.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe. America finally agreed to recognize that
East Barney.
Eastern Europe is under Russian dominance. It should stay that way.
So, you stand back from the enemy?
Well, they don't have much opportunity to visit.
Actually, the Russians were the host of the conference.
And they received the benefit.
That was bad for money.
Recently, one famous author came to America. He was a freedom fighter, freedom author.
What kind of author?
Oh, yeah.
Solzhenitsyn.
What is the name?
Solzhenitsyn.
Solzhenitsyn.
Did you see him when you went to Moscow? Seriously? Did you see
him? No. No, I was before that.
He told the whole story. So you went outside Moscow, colony, artist colony. He was living there.
I think Samson went.
Oh. Anyway, he came to America, but President Ford refused to see him.
That's it.
Because he was afraid. He was advised by Kissinger that if you see him, then the Russian leaders, they will become angry upon you. So he refused to see him. So this received a great deal of criticism in America. That we are for freedom. And here you come, you freedom fighter, and you refuse to see him. Simply to pacify the Russian leader.
What's that?
He's called it, but he's spoken out against the
whole Russian. He speaks very strongly.
That
the Russian system.
Yes, yes,
and the tyranny. Yes. And he says that America should not try to become friendly, but should try to defeat them.
The Russian government did not take any steps.
They exiled him. He was too famous to, if they persecuted him, he was too famous.
Yeah.
It would have brought a lot of criticism against them. So they
exiled
him. Yes.
He's officially a non-person.
He has no longer any existence.
The Americans are playing right into their hands because now the Americans won't meet the man.
Huh?
The Americans should have taken advantage and given the man a great welcome. They refused to see it.
He had some leanings towards some mysticism.
His philosophy is, Dr. Wolf sent you a clipping on it when you were in Bombay, that he wants that people should just live on the land and raise crops and live in a simple way like that and worship God.
There's even some talk that he was wanting to join a monastery and live a life of austerity and contemplation.
He also favors a monarchy, a religious monarchy.
Mahendra in Philadelphia was trying to arrange a meeting with your divine grace in him.
It wasn't time.
He's waiting. In this agreement that they signed in Finland is that Russia has pledged to make it easier for granting visas for families, members who are outside of Russia, so that they can come to Russia and visit their family members. So this will be good for our, what is her name, that devotee?
Himalati?
No. That girl devotee.
Mandaki.
They come here?
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. The Negroes from Detroit, they are the fierce animals that come here at night.
They come?
Yes.
At night?
What? Yes.
Drinking and sex.
They thought they were being humanitarian.
Oh, no, that's better.
Yeah.
I think it's not raining.
5%.